real quick. Is this thing gone? That's your boy, Mr. Bell, aka QB. I don't know. I think I'm going to go back to that. Hey, cuz, I heard you got an event coming up.
Yeah, I do. I'm excited about it. It's the 3rd annual Black History Youth Reading Expo.
Ooh, what's that about?
So this is where I bring African-American authors of children and youth books, along with parents and kids together to expose parents and children to characters that look like them and authors that do it every day, producing children and youth books.
Okay, representation matters. That's very important, representation. So if it's some authors that want to get in this event, how can they reach out to you?
They can send me an email directly at bhyreadingexpo@gmail.com. And again, that's bhyreadingexpo@gmail.com. And let me know that they're interested.
All right. So, but for the people that just want to attend, you know, to introduce themselves to new books for their youth, what's the date of this event?
The date of this event is going to be February 12th. 2020, which is a Saturday, and it'll begin at 2 p.m.
Okay, now, where is this event located? Because, you know, COVID's going on, and, you know, people don't want to get sick. Is this an online thing?
Yes, we're going to host it via Zoom. So, we are asking those that are wanting to participate to either find us on our Facebook link, which is the 3rd Annual Black History Month Youth Reading Expo, to search that on Facebook, or go to Eventbrite and search it as well. And then they can also use the email address also if they want to participate in it and want to have themselves and their children be a part of it.
All right, one more time for the people, because you know they slow. What's the date?
February 12th.
And how can they reach you?
bhyreadingexpo@gmail.com. That's bhyreadingexpo@gmail.com. The event name is the 3rd Annual Black History Youth Reading Expo.
And they can search that on Facebook and on Eventbrite, and they can find the event, correct?
That is correct.
And I can't make it no more simple for y'all, man. Introduce your kids to books, authors, reach out. You know, it's a great way to promote yourself and let your book get presented to more and more people.
But, absolutely.
Hey, but y'all can go back to the pod or whatever y'all was doing. I'll let your boy, Q. Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You already know what your boy Q gonna do. Welcome to another episode of Hold Up and Another Thing, presented by Mixed Vast Media. You already know the Vast because you clicked on the pod. My man got some special guests with me. First guest, man, ready to go. What it do, playboy?
What's good, you know? We in the building.
All right, man, appreciate you for coming through. Ready, as you know, I do another podcast called the Mixed Vast Podcast. So it ain't up a film on the pod. Jersey Living, what it do?
Jersey Living in the building. You tune in at the right place, and we all hold up. And another thing, what's up, y'all?
Jersey Living in the building. Jersey, you were supposed to be on season one.
On a guest tip. Yeah, yo, I ain't been back since season one. I got to catch up. Bitch.
It's been a while.
We on the vibe over here.
How y'all New Year's going so far?
Good, man. I stayed at home and I chilled, man. Missing all the bear shots and shit.
Nah, man, I was outside for a little minute over my people's crib. Being in the hood doing New Year's Eve is a thing. Because it's gunshots coming from everywhere. Then you see the fireworks, too. Like, where you niggas at? You niggas storing fireworks on 4th of July? Like, what the fuck is y'all niggas doing?
That shit was close too, bro. I was like, man, I didn't even want to sleep upstairs because I thought a bullet was gonna come through my window and some shit. Like, damn. I might sleep on the couch downstairs. Man, it was like in the back alley.
Shit.
And some people did say they woke up with bullets in their lap, like from when they were sleeping. You know, in their car, they broke their windshield. They had bullets in their car and shit. So it's like, damn, bro. Like, man.
Wow.
It's too much for me. It's too much for me. But I'm glad y'all own her. But let's start off with this. So I shared this TikTok on social media. It was basically about having sex on a period. Where the guy, the female sent out the text saying, "Hey, babe, I'm off my period." So the guy, you know, comes sliding through. I had a couple of DMs talking about, "I don't even wait till my period's off. We going when the period's on." Man, ready. What's your thoughts about sex on the period?
Like, they're talking like full on just any random day? Because, I mean, I can hold off to the end. Like,
I swim in the Red Sea, like, shit.
It's not comfortable. It's not, like, I know for me it's not comfortable. I hold off until maybe I got a day or two left, like when it's light, like, just throw down a towel because it was gonna be a mess regardless, but rather not have it be a bloody mess. That shit not cute to me. Like,
a mess girl ain't cute. That's not sexy.
I was already gonna have to wash the sheets. Now I gotta, like, come on.
No, I feel that, but I will say this, you know, when you're in a relationship with a chick, you know, you feel that closeness, you feel that love, you horny,
and chicks. You just trying to get your dick wet. There's a difference.
Yeah, but at the same time, chicks be horny on their period too. So, yep. You know what I'm saying? And just shit, you know, if they both match up, I'd be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We better get it. You know, I'll fuck with you. We're going to share food. We're going to share all. We're going to be kissing and shit. We sharing spit. Mm-hmm. We might as well. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going down. You know, I might have gone down, but I try to stay at the clip. You know,
wait. Tell me. No, it's not what we doing. Sorry, man.
Please,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? It might be a little nasty, but only relationship.
So your beard came up red? Is that what you're telling me? Is this what you're telling me?
I stay on the outer top. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all I, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, it's, you know what I'm saying?
He gave it a quick lick real quick.
I was going to say, he looked like a lollipop a couple times. He just didn't go too deep into it.
But I ain't ashamed because I know I'm a pleaser. So when I get down on it, I get down on it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And I like to be on it like that. You know what I'm saying? So. It was probably like a 1-2 time thing, maybe. Nothing like that.
Like, we got to be in a mutual place for that. I don't tend to keep hoes, so. You always keep one nasty nigga on the roster, though, that you know, like, you know, I've got another day left. I can slide.
Like, so, it's for me, it's cool, like, the last day or two. That's cool.
But yeah, like, I'm.
Was she heavy? Like,
oh no, not
like,
heavy,
at that
heavy.
Point, leave me alone. Like, don't touch me. Give me some chocolate and leave me alone because I'm about to sit here and cry and watch this Netflix documentary.
I feel like girls is too self-conscious to do it heavy, you know what I'm saying? So I never did it heavy, you know, might be a little specky.
And again, like, that shit don't be comfortable. Cramps hurt. Yeah. And dick fix some things, but that ain't it.
But I mean, I have had girls say they like that shit at that time of the month.
And there's some that are. They're absolutely.
But I give you an example. There's one time I'm sitting here sleeping in bed, and I wake up. This female over there humping my leg, man. She's ready to go. She got off humping my leg, man. That's how horny she was on her period.
Damn.
Like, hey, shit, and no offense. That sound like some dog shit. I heard humping somebody's leg to get one out.
He said, I ain't even gonna wait just for him to wake up.
Like, I don't even care about you, nigga, at all. Let me tell you,
when you got that energy like your boy, it don't matter.
What energy, bro? She was humping your leg, nigga. How, you know what I'm saying? You gonna come over here talking about your energy.
Hey, she knew what I was feeling, goddamn, because you know what I'm saying? She be like, oh, I'm on my period. Stop. You know what I'm saying? And then you try to play your little games. And you're like, fuck it, I'm going to sleep. But really, you didn't got to her when you went to sleep. You know what I'm saying? She was thinking about that shit.
All I'm saying is you a bold Negro going down a female with a period going on. I don't know if it's that much love in the world, bro. I don't know if I'm that mature at this stage of my life to be going down when she bleeding.
In a general sense, man, it don't matter what man you are. We all do stupid ass shit for pussy. That's all I'm gonna say.
This is true.
I'm gonna end it there. You know what I'm saying?
Word. At that rate, most niggas are like, well, you on your period, let me just get some head.
Chick I was fucking with, she ain't it's the last time I'm fucking with.
Especially if she a chick that like giving head, it really shouldn't be a problem.
I need mean, shit like that.
And you know she got some toys in the drawer, like it really just depends on how mutual you are with your person to be like, well, I'm gonna hand you this toy and I'm gonna give you some head and we gonna call it an afternoon. Like,
see, that toys I can do. But that takes a mature man too, because a lot of men is stubborn and think.
It sure does.
A lot of men is like, I don't want to.
Let's normalize using accessories in the bedroom because you can't put in half the work you think you can.
I will agree with that.
A toy is beneficial for me and for her. It's less work I gotta do. It gets her there quicker. I'm a team player. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. If this is what you want to rock with,
do it for her. Don't even worry about your pride. Do it for her.
Fuck the pride.
You ain't never got jealous of the toy, though.
It was one time.
Get jealous of the toy for what? She nut, I nut. What's up, man? It's all I got.
Shit. I'd be like, God damn, man. This toy putting this in work right now, ain't
it? It always do. Shout out to them niggas who make that rose, because that shit is fire, too.
Hey, what is this rose, though? What is this rose?
Yeah, Jerry, explain the rose.
What it look like.
Bitch! For those of us not exactly sexually inclined enough to know what the toy rose is, it's been popping all over the internet as lady reviews. It's this handheld little vibrating toy that sucks on your clit until you die. And I done had my soul snatched by a few niggas here and there, but y'all, with that little, honey, you throw that bitch on a charger before you go to work, you don't talk to niggas for at least the next 3 days after.
Nice!
How does it get suction?
Huh?
How does it get suction on that? You know what I'm saying?
You got to look up the demonstration videos, because they threw that shit in like a tiny bowl of water or something, and you could watch it vibrate and like fuck with the shit, and imagine that in the places you put it in, bitch, it just, it'll change your mind. I blocked two niggas since I bought that shit.
Niggas got cut off. Don't even know why they got cut off.
Don't even know.
Nigga just phone call and going straight to voicemail and shit.
This is cool.
Y'all tripping. Yeah, I'm gonna have to sue Rose or something. You know what I'm saying? You're taking it away to it's competition right there.
That's what you get your girl right before 2K come out, so she leave you alone and you leave her alone.
I don't fuck with 2K. You know, I'm a hands on man.
Look, that's the happy medium.
Yeah,
that's the mental. You give her the Rose, she give me the 2K. Everybody happy. But real quick, Red, you said something. I didn't forget it. You said you was messing with a chick that didn't give head?
No, man, that shit was some goddamn bullshit.
We are grown. You know we should not be fucking with other grown people that do not give head. I'm sorry.
Was it just crap, or she didn't give it?
I'm going to give y'all a PSA right here, man. Don't fuck with a chick. You don't get something back to you. That's what it was, really. You know what I'm saying? The whole relationship like that. She, you know, I mean, I was a man, boy. I haven't come about 5 times. I'm like, hey, you trying to give me some head, you know what I'm saying? She's like, nah, go ahead. Now, I'm going to say, you don't give me no head, you don't warm me up. It's going to be a goddamn quick ride, you know what I'm saying? She is, man, she's the type, she get mad at me and shit. Oh, I'm like, goddamn, you didn't give me no head. You know, I don't get, you know what I'm saying? Then it starts some shit. So I say, now I know, you know, you don't fuck with no chick that don't get no head. Man. You got
to know that. You didn't know that before?
Man, when it's your first, you know,
you ain't know that before.
Yeah, it's your first couple girls, man. You just trying to do what you got to do to please, bro. You don't know, you're still learning in the game, man. I'm still young, you know what I'm saying? But now I know. After that, you know, you get separated from it, and you finally realize that shit. Like, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That is. Let me tell you, I can't speak for nobody else, but head is a requirement when dating for me.
Yeah.
It is a requirement. What's your head?
At the same time, I
you
think
ain't giving head. Go on. If you ain't giving head, your Uber outside. Like,
you ain't got no future if you don't give good head. Not even the fact that you just give head. You got to give good head. We ain't got no future if you don't give good head.
Yeah, I don't have some teeth in there.
Like, I don't see how we can go on. Like, just, there's no path forward without good head being involved. That's just my thoughts on it. So, what I've learned in this pod is, Brady, you be going down on chicks that's on her period. Nigga come up with blood in his beard and shit. Okay, cool, bro. You do your thing. I'm not judging you.
But I get to be honest.
So, it comes with lots of riboflavin.
Nigga just gonna rub his beard. Hey, he's old, but. Yeah.
I got you, man. Sure. You got to do what you got to do, man. You got to please your woman. But if not, somebody else is going to please it for you. You know what I'm saying?
So that ain't a part I'm ready to go to.
I definitely feel you on that. But this chick, she was like real self-conscious about that shit. Some chicks are self-conscious about that shit. So you're like, you know they already going overboard about that shit. So when you do finally deal with, fuck with it, ain't really too much of a problem. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a long distance thing, so it's like, man, when I'm leaving.
Cool. Hey, man, everybody, brother, each day on real quick. Each day on. But, you talked about a past relationship. Let's switch it up real quick. Would y'all keep, but yeah, Jers, how would you keep somebody's clothes, a gentleman's clothes that you used to wear? Your ex's clothes.
Like, you kidnap a t-shirt from your sneaky link or something?
Yeah,
like,
are you keeping old clothes from somebody you used to
fuck? Yeah, I have a drawer full of them niggas' t-shirts, bruh. A drawer full. Couple pair of basketball shorts, a hoodie here and there. And they on regular rotation. Like, it's funny, I'm relocating again. And I got one of the niggas hanging at the crib. I got a bunch of stuff, in a bag because I'm packing up or whatever. And he sees the shirt. Mind you, it's his. It was his. I was like, that looks familiar. I'm like, yeah, it's mine. The fuck? You seen me wear it before? Like, I don't give that kind of shit back.
So you don't feel like you obligated to get the shit back?
Once it conforms to my titties, you don't want the shirt back. It's going to be loose in the chest and everyone's going to know. It is what it is. You're not all getting right. It back.
So before I give it to him, how you feel if a nigga... Let's say a nigga got matching outfits with his ex chick. Can he still wear the shirt?
I'll still wear it. Why not? Like, especially if you bought it. Like, you really that spiteful to give back some shit and some shit you look good in? I'm going to wear it. And you going to be salty every time I wear it.
But you cool with your nigga wearing it too, though. He got a shirt that says, I'm king.
If what I wear to coordinate looks better, like, bitch, I'm spiteful. I think three steps ahead, and I don't give a fuck if you got on a shirt you wore with another bitch. Like, the fuck? Because the outfit I'm going to coordinate with it is way better. Or I'm going to rip it off with my teeth, and then we never have to see the shirt again. Like,
rip it off with my... Okay. Randy, what's your thoughts? Because she ripping shit off with her teeth. Like,
I don't want every motherfucking thing that y'all be stealing back. Because y'all be stealing that shit. Y'all don't fucking ask for that shit. You just, I fucking go out there, I come up for the weekend or something, I stay the night, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll be looking for my shirt.
With you.
And I look everywhere, and I be like, nah, y'all be sneaky. Y'all
they
are
stealing
sneaky.
Shit. They stealing
I
shit.
I have it in my backpack. I hate shit from niggas. If you give it to me, if you like, I'll throw this on. I'm like, all right, and I'm going to ask, I'm like, all right, you care if I get this back, or if I'm at your house and I need something to change it, like, give me something you comfortable with losing, because you're not getting it back, like.
I ain't comfortable with losing shit.
I'm upfront with that. Give me something you don't want back, because you're not getting it back.
I didn't rock something. I have a fly shirt on, looking good. She's like, ooh, your shirt look good. And then, like, nighttime come, I take it off, I'm about to go to sleep and shit.
Never.
I don't know nothing. I might go to the bathroom real quick. And then she done already took it out of my bag and put it in the drawer. And then then I'm like, all right, I'm thinking it's in my bag. I get all the way home. I'm like, I swear I had this shirt. I'm looking all over the house. What the fuck? Where's my goddamn shirt at? Yeah, and then I go up there the next time, and she motherfucking got my shirt on. I'd be like, that's my goddamn shirt. Why the fuck you got my goddamn shirt?
The floor.
And I ain't gonna lie, I didn't call them. I got the police called on me one time, and I said, let them motherfuckers come, because I'm getting my shit back. Nah, it was hella shit. It was hella shit. It was about, like, 3 shirts, 2 sweatshirts. I done bought her a skateboard. It's like, fuck that shit. I want that shit back, too. I done paid for it. I ain't gonna use it.
She stole my Ray-Bans!
Man, I got them Ray-Bans for $35 $8, man. And it was real, too. She stole them Ray-Bans, and she still got them to this day. And I watch her Snapchat. She got them on her Snapchat, man. And police, you know what the police said? They came back downstairs and said, hey, them is hers. You ain't having them back. It's like, man, that's the worst right there.
At that point, you're not getting back.
Even the police said that, man. I was like, man, let them bitches come because I want them bitches back. And he tried for me, though.
Nigga, why are you watching this? This nigga on Snapchat getting mad every time he see them Ray-Bans. Like, it's
every time. I'm like, them my goddamn Ray-Bans.
This nigga got some anger issues on some Ray-Bans. I ain't mad at it.
But
you're right. They be stealing shit. I want my shit back when the relationship's over. Box my shit up. Send my shit back. But here's the thing, though. Like I asked you. So, I asked you, Jerry. A female, I got a couple of matching things from a previous relationship that you know of. And
I we'll tap back on that later.
And females get mad at me when I wear the shit. One of them is my homie's clothing line. And they was like, nah, y'all got pictures all over Facebook and that. Y'all, you can't wear that no more. Bro, it's my homie's clothing line. Like, I can't support my dog? What you mean?
If it's your homie's clothing line, cool. Don't let it be some Together Forever 2009 bullshit. Like, that you should have gave back when the relationship ended. Like,
yeah.
Just some shit your homeboy threw on a t-shirt, like if you got on the promotional hold up in another thing t-shirt, she can't be mad because it's the OG promotional shirt. Like,
that's all you know what I'm saying? It's just a sweatshirt. It ain't that deep. Now I do still wear I'm the King shirt. Yeah, she got a little offended about that. I'm like, it's just a shirt, bro, that says I'm King. The matching shirt no longer exists or whatever. You ain't got to get all personal with it.
You got to big up yourself sometimes, like, man. You are a turd, man.
It sounds real immature.
I don't know. Females be tripping. I don't know. But yeah, I still want my shit right, though.
Real childish.
But it's it could be, but I was going to say, it could be argued that we being childish and we want all our shit back. So
fuck that shit, nigga. If you stole that shit, I want it back. Now, if I bought it for you and as a gift, it's good. That time I was tripping.
I was going to say, nigga, you just asked for a skateboard back. Now, nigga, you can't even get that off. You wanted the skateboard back that you bought for her as a gift. Like, nah, nigga, you can't get
that off. You use that skateboard. She still don't use that skateboard, bro. She just did that shit to hurt me, man. And that's
so why did you buy it then, nigga? Why did you buy it if you knew she wasn't going to use it?
Because
for real,
I like the skateboard, and she wanted the skateboard with me. So I was like,
did she really, or does she just want to be all up in your face? Because women do that shit too.
It's two different things.
Yeah, it's two different things.
Man.
It's two different things. I'm too old to be like, oh my God, I like this. I want to do it with you because you like it. Like, nah, that's you. Do it. That's fine. If you want to tell me about it, if you need somebody to talk to about that kind of shit, sure, I'll listen.
You don't want to have group activities with your dude. You don't want to have group activities with your dude.
Of course, I'm a fucking dork, so like I like anime, and like if you play video games, I can follow along and ask questions. I jump in on some Mortal Kombat every now and again. Like, that's cool, but like there are plenty of women who aren't into like extra activities, like dudes who fish and dudes who do skateboards and video games. Like, that's not the kind of shit every woman's gonna jump into. But if you know that's what your dude is interested in, at least be able to hold enough interest that where if he wants to have a conversation with you about it, you're not sitting there like a jackass staring off into space or just dismiss what he likes altogether. Like, you want him to sit and listen to your bullshit about Carol from work. Like,
solid point. We gotta listen to shit.
There's gotta be a medium, and a lot of people don't get that.
In this situation, like, she liked the skateboard after I taught her how to skateboard, more things, like different stuff. Like, some stuff I mess with, And she was not having it. She didn't want to hear nothing about it. Why the fuck you talking to me about this shit? So I'm like, God damn, like, that's cold. But then it kind of make you realize, like, once you get older and you get wiser, you're like, man, you don't want somebody like that in your life. You want somebody that, like you said, even if they don't fuck with it, they might, you know, pretend like they fuck with it.
Because you know I fuck with it. Don't be an asshole about it. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you show interest because I show interest. Then, but that's got to be, it's part about being equally yoked. You got, I got to show interest in stuff that you want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. I watch some HGTV. Shoot, I fuck with that. The pictures and all that shit.
He watching House Hunters International.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, bro, you don't need to get that house. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is my shits, though. You feel me? I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Who network my channel? I ain't gonna hold you. Especially in the summer.
Like, when ain't
no football, ain't no basketball. I get HGTV and Food Networks where I'm at all summer. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Nigga, I ain't watching baseball. Nigga, we gonna watch this. Nigga, House Hunters. Nigga, Love It or List It. What you talking about?
Yes, Love It or List It. That's my shit.
That's my shit. Shout out to Hillary.
I used to go hard for Trading Places back in the day. Like, that was a banger.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah. Man, guys, grocery games. We can switch it to Food Network. You feel me, guys?
But
don't give me a chop.
Queer Eye, come on. Like, you know
man. I'll take that chop. Come on, boy. I go in that kitchen. I get in that kitchen. I was like, God damn, I'm about to whip up something today.
That's not the store bad shit. I don't even know what it is.
With whatever's in the kitchen.
Nigga, I go to the store, don't even know what the shit I'm buying. Be like, shit, I'm going to figure something out with this thing off the chop, shit. Fuck it. We here, you know what I mean?
Chocolate hamburgers.
Real quick, speaking on keeping exes belongings, what y'all think about keeping exes nudes? Should they be deleted after the relationship is over? Or should they be
kept? Sometimes you might go through a dry phase, you know what I'm saying, and you want to see how you was hitting it back in the day. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
Like, do you okay? I feel like keeping it is at your own discretion, but the real question is, does your new significant other know you still have them?
Calculate the app.
Nigga, calculate the app.
Cause, bitch. I got a separate file now. And don't ask me which file that app is hitting in. Look.
So what I'm taking is, everybody on this pod still got news from their exes.
Nope. I done fucked that up, man. Shit.
You delete all your
news? iPhones. I done fucked up so many iPhones, man.
I ain't even gonna hold you. I got a phone with nothing but exes and chicks I used to fuck with nudes in it. That's the only reason I keep the phone. But they wasn't like relationship chicks. They was with chicks I was just, you know, fucking with. Look, I was kicking it with. You know what I'm saying? And that phone, it's no phone.
I mean,
but I do got some exes nudes currently. But that's the thing though. I don't even look at them.
Also, the only way we get in, you know, the news, the videos and shit, is if they on my computer or my phone anyway. So, I'm the keeper of the videos. They're on a separate file.
I was going to say, you sent them to me for safekeeping anyway, so I'm just going to keep them safe. The reason I don't look at them, I don't look at them. They own the phone. I ain't even going to lie. They own the phone.
They in there.
Yeah,
what you think about that revenge shit though? Cause some niggas be on that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They want to post that shit online, you know that? I don't think it's cool at all.
That's sucker shit to me. Like, if a female send you the news, the news is supposed to be staying in a safe place. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even see how the news, if you in a new relationship or whatever, and the news get leaked out by your chick. How this new chick find your news? She shouldn't even be able to find your news.
I'm going to tell you, man, it's story time right now, man. I done fucked up. I fucked up.
Nigga stole it. This nigga come on story time. What?
I used to be on that yo-yo like that, man. One night, man, I was on a real bad yo-yo vendor, man. I was sitting there. You know, at the end of the night, I couldn't sleep. So it's like, let me go to, Pornhub. That looked like my ex right there on the video. That looked like my ex, you know what I'm saying? And I'm coked out, then the motherfucker, I pick up that phone, it was about 2 in the morning. Called, I was like, I swear to God, I just seen your dumb ass on this goddamn video. What the fuck? Like that, what the fuck? And I was like, goddamn, I was like, I'm seeing this picture right now, I'm screenshotting it. Man.
Yo.
That was the dumbest goddamn shit I could possibly do. And I was trying to explain it the best I could. I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I was just trying, you know what I'm saying? Get all paranoid and shit. You know what I mean? Like, nah. She talked to me at that.
Nigga, I wouldn't talk to you either.
Nope. And somebody showed you it. Somebody showed you the video. You found it on the internet.
But I was like, damn, that's the same birthmark and everything, man. That just seems, and you just gotta understand, there's millions of chicks out there, man.
You looking like,
really do look like you in that video right there. Like, god damn, that ain't me. That ain't my dick in that video.
I kid you not. I'm scrolling through the dark side of the internet one night, minding my business, make the choices I make, and I'm sitting here watching the video. And I'm like, bitch, I know them strokes. Like, hold the fuck on. And I'm zooming in, looking like, I know that room. I know that tattoo on the back of the arm. Oh, shit. That is exactly who the fuck I think it is. Now, it wasn't me in the video, but I knew them strokes. Honey, when I tell you, I had to block him quick.
What are you blocking for?
I fucked him one more time, and then I blocked him.
But why'd you block
did
him?
Did that actually happen?
Yeah. But why did you block him?
Cause we wasn't together, and I was really just fucking him. I was like, yeah, that's not good. I don't need to get caught up kind of like that. He was my kind of nigga I was keeping on the regular end of the roster. So.
But I'm saying though, how long? You don't know how old the video was. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? You don't know when the video was made. Bro, I got blocked. Never.
Would you like to know how I know?
It's if you a female. Y'all always know.
it was the tattoo. It was one of the tattoo I saw and recognized. I was present when it was put on that person's body, bruh. And so, okay. Little markers like that will get you set back, bro.
Nigga snitched on himself.
Little shit. If you're going to be out here, you know, fucking who you fucking up. Cool, but he wasn't about to catch me on video and then put it on the internet. Like, cool, let's make some shit for us when we chilling at the crib. Put my shit on the internet.
Wait, you was in the video?
Nah, it was somebody else. It was somebody else.
I want to be on the next episode.
Yeah, I was about to say, send me the link. Nah.
This nigga is on, but I ain't mad at you.
Not for free.
Look, I'm dating a chick with OnlyFans, so I'm expecting.
To see I'd have been sent the link if I was. Never free. Subscribe.
You said you dating a chick with on OnlyFans.
I dated a chick with OnlyFans. Well, I ain't gonna say
how did that go for you?
Let me rephrase that. We kicked it a little bit. We hung out a couple times.
He was trying to be on an episode.
I could have been. I could have been. Look, hey, Jerry. Look, Jerry, you remember Sex at the Movies? I could have been, but I didn't go that route. Well, this nigga's face lit up when I said Sex at the Movies. It's old vibe, bro. Let's do it. But anyways.
Hey, I ain't never done that, man, but I did say, you know, I might be on the try to hold on the popcorn bucket or something. You know what I'm saying? See what's up.
Nah, I'm out here giving head in the movie theater. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, let's go. Yeah, I ain't give a fuck. It is what it is. We doing what we doing out here. I feel like you judging me, nigga. You give a head on the period. Nigga, why you judging me for? Like, because I can't.
It's on the tail end. It's on the tail end. And you flip the foot a little bit. That's it, man. That's it.
I feel, bro. I feel like you was judging me. Now, nigga, don't judge me.
I ain't judging you, man. I think that's a fantasy, you know, elevator movie theater, something like that, parking lot, something. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I did a parking lot earlier today. My bad. I'm snitching. Yeah, the stairs of the parking lot. Shit.
You still over there getting that sloppy top in the Walmart parking lot, man?
Oh, on our own bet? No. We go exit this episode of Hold
the
Up.
The Walmart parking lot?
Hold that. No. Oh, we go get up out of here. Hold up. It's another thing. Hey, Reddy, I appreciate you for joining us, even though you just kind of snitched on me. That's what's up.
Oh, bro.
It's all good. Jers, what it do? Jers, thank you for coming through on Hold Up. Y'all say y'all go bass. We getting
off. Hold on.
Snitching on the pod.
I ain't snitching on nobody. Cause hold up, bro. You told the story. How do you think I know? You told this shit on the pod.
I told you in person, nigga.
Nah, this is on Mixed Bag.
I'm glad you. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I remember.
You still snitching. You still snitching. Cut it out.
I just remember, bro. I remember stuff, man. I got a good-ass memory, 100%. Yes, but I don't think it's Walmart, though. I think it was Dollar General. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
don't.
Nigga. This nigga changing the store. You snitching.
I don't think it was Dollar General. I think it was me. I think I was confusing myself with me.
You're going to edit all this shit out anyway.
All right. We're going to leave all this shit in here. Long ago. Yeah. Look, it is.
All
right. I just deal with the consequences later.
Look.
Ready? Again, I say, ready. I appreciate you joining.
You might as well continue with the story now. Look, everybody gonna know now. Give me some details.
No.
Once upon a time in a Walmart parking lot.
A couple times in a Walmart parking lot.
Ah! Look at.
I at her wowing. I ain't give a fuck. She ain't give a fuck. I ain't give a fuck.
He was on that ratchet shit. He said the Walmart parking lot.
Walmart parking lot, Kroger parking lot, JC parking lot.
Mess. I fucking mess.
I feel no shame.
Clearly.
Not even the slightest. Not even a little bit. I'm the same nigga that gave head in the movie theater. Like, come on, man. I don't give a fuck.
Hey.
Nigga, Red, I'm going to start calling you Snitch Red. That's all I'm going to say, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Shit, I don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is this is a nice conversation I'm having with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be on this podcast with you and everything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shit, bro. We all do shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I done did some, you know what I'm saying? Some crazy shit.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all should come back. I'm doing another pie called Whole Stories. If everybody willing
to. Let's talk about
Whole Stories.
Yeah, we're going to do Whole Stories. I'm doing a pie called Whole Stories.
But is it still snitching? If you know what I'm saying? It's, you know what I'm saying?
I just
mean. Telling your own Whole Stories. That's the point. Snitching on the nigga next to you.
You just snitched on the nigga next to you. And then I just went ahead and explain it on said pod. Because you just went ahead and threw me out on the bus. Under the bus like
bro.
That.
All the way under the bus.
Come on, Red, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Be better. No, I'm just fucking with you. I did talk.
Man, y'all hitting me right now, bro. I don't know what's going on.
Hey,
I don't know what's going on. I was really mad, nigga, and I said, motherfucking elevator. I said, bro, that's everybody's fantasy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I would love to do some shit like that, man. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I'm a scary ass motherfucker. Ain't gonna lie.
Shit, I don't give a fuck. Shit. I got one life to live. We can fuck anywhere and everywhere.
Got it in the elevator. The Ferris wheel at the fair, baby. Big moves.
See,
the Ferris wheel, that's something.
Here's the thing. I'm scared of heights a little bit. So I don't know if I could really do the Ferris wheel. I ain't scared of heights in a building. But like on the Ferris wheel or a roller coaster, I ain't really cool with the heights. You know what I mean? But like I could be on the 100th floor of a building or whatever. I don't even fucking been dead. But a Ferris wheel?
I'm trying to
fucking
Disney World. I need a new nigga. I'm trying to fucking Disney World.
Ah, shit. So. Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
That's kid friendly though. You know, you don't want no kid to walk up on yourself.
Not Epcot, not at night. Epcot's where the grown folks go get drunk. So.
All right, I got you. You know, no one had to see them. You know.
Once a nigga, I did the once you fuck over the balcony looking over the beach. Once I did that, it was kind of like, oh, okay.
Airport.
I think we got it in
at the airport.
I see a place I don't like, man, since I'm a tall, lanky ass motherfucker. Is the bath, you know, the shower and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shower don't do lanky and shit. Yeah, don't do nothing. You
know, I got long ass legs too, so I be having to try to crouch down.
Yeah, the shower is dangerous.
Shit. Yeah.
The shower's for foreplay.
But what's your favorite position?
There's a lot going on. I'm clumsy as fuck, too. I'm
going to
bust my ass in the shower.
Jerry's going to slip on the soap.
Slip because I got one leg on the soap dish and the other hand on a faucet. That's why. That's what's going to bust my ass. It's because you got my big ass folded up like a pretzel in the fucking shower. We can get out. You can fold me any way the fuck you want.
Jerry's trying to get that Mimi Frost off. Like, come on, cut it there. Oh. She trying to get the
Mimi. I know better than to hang from the shower curtain.
Niggas is
better
sexy
than to hang from the shower curtain.
Can you put niggas
never seen a shower curtain rod sturdy enough for that bullshit.
Niggas was hanging from shower curtain rods at this mug. Hey,
bro. What about this dude? Because I don't fuck with sex in the shower. But what about washing up your woman or something? You know what I'm saying?
You old romantic ass nigga.
Your age is going, but that's some shit.
He's younger than us.
You think that's some young shit? Yeah, I'm 25. I'm just saying, man. I like to get some oil, some massage oil. Be like, hey, baby, what massage oil do you want? Because you already know. You know what I'm saying?
Romantic ass.
Hey, that's how you got none.
Bullshit. That sound like a nigga that don't pull out. How many kids you got?
I ain't got no kids because my pull out game is strong than a motherfucker. Goddamn it. I'd be like, hey, you on the pill? Ah, you ain't on the pill? Even if you on the pill, if you ugly, I ain't coming inside you. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, sir. It sound like the nigga that don't pull out.
That's a slick nigga pull out kind of shit. My pull out game is stronger than a motherfucker, boy. You better stop playing with me. That's why I ain't got no kids. You know what I'm saying? But you know, if I fuck with you and you looking nice enough for the energy,
then I'm gonna wash you down and hit you with the massage oil. He not pulling out. Fuck
this nigga got favorite brands of massage oils and shit. But you know,
friends, recommendations, okay?
It do make
giving
sense.
Giving out reviews and shit.
Nigga giving out reviews. It's the nigga that gave head on a period. He's all about pleasing. That nigga.
Hey, man, you over here snitching on me. What's up with you, man?
Nigga, you talking about yourself at the beginning of the pod.
I ain't saying that. Nigga, I said I'm going to flick the bean, maybe. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You flick the bean. You do, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, you do what you do when you do what you do. Ain't got nothing to do with you.
I ain't got no shame in my game. I do what I do, like you said.
You say got no shame.
And I think you got to do what you're comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to do what they're comfortable with. There's some motherfuckers as nasty as me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because these chicks inbox me time, bell. I do it. Matter of fact, one of the chicks I was talking to, she said, well, I do it while I'm full of bleed. I said, whoa.
What?
You too advanced for me, baby girl. Hit her with the be some more. Baby girl. No, not this nigga.
Baby
kid.
Girl.
No. You too advanced for me. I'm not dim deep in them trenches that I needed that bad. Just not that deep.
I will say, for me, I don't know what it is about it, but it's a turn on, like when a chick just don't want to do nothing. And you fucking put them moves on, and boy, by the end of that shit, man, she can't even help herself. She like, damn, I feel like I got to now. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
Do you really think they owe me one too? Because I was talking on another pod about how women control everything. They control the beginning of the relationship. They control when your relationship is over. They control when we have sex. We don't even know it. So we be thinking we got her in the mood. Nigga, we ain't get her in the mood. She really want the fuck. Nigga just had to convince her a little bit. Had to get her over the hump. You know what I mean? She was already pre-warmed up a little bit.
The whole time.
Yeah. Some chicks try to be that. They don't try to do nothing on the first date. So if you play your cards right, you can. But like some chicks are adamant about
you just gotta know you're not an asshole. Like, it doesn't take long for a female to determine whether or not to do an asshole. Like, it's like, you know, this was cool. We had a good time. The only thing really top it off tonight is I get some dick. And you know what? I like him enough to give him some pussy. That's really the question, bro. Do I like you enough to give you some pussy?
Well, I had a chick that said she liked me so much that she didn't want to give me the pussy. She didn't want me to use it. You know what I'm saying?
That means she didn't like you. No. She wasn't attracted to you. Like, there's no doubt that she thought, oh, he's a good guy. We had a great time. I don't want to ruin it by having sex. It's because she wanted to be your friend. She wasn't trying to.
That's why we was on the couch. We was on the couch. We was getting after it on the goddamn couch. She took every last bit of ounce to get up off that goddamn couch.
It's a counterpoint to that. Because if you date
one, get the draws.
What?
But you said, but you didn't get the draws?
I did. We did some foreplay. But when it came to like, when it came to like the actual moment of, you know what I'm saying, full on sex.
Yeah.
And it was like,
Did you eventually get the draws?
The next day. Shit. She came over the next day and I clapped them cheeks. Shit.
I was going to say, the counter argument that is.
That don't count. I thought he was saying he tried, got close, and then just never got it.
I was trying and she didn't want to because she knew she liked me and she didn't want me to not, you know what I'm saying, lose interest in her after that. And that's a big thing with dudes. Like, I know for me, especially after I get with a chick, sometimes I don't even be fucking with a chick. Like, I had a chick recently. I ain't fuck with her not one bit. I ain't even think she's attractive, but and I was horny than the motherfucker. So, man, I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of an asshole, too. Like, I was literally asshole to the point where a lot of chicks would have probably said, fuck this shit. Still piped it down. I ain't talked to her since. So, I ain't talking. I knew halfway through the date, I ain't talking to you again. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, you already
here,
somebody clap them cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's it.
You still young. I always tell my homeboys, even if you don't want to keep her around, keep her around. You do enough to keep her around.
Wow.
You'll never let the easy shots. What, Jers? I feel like you judge me too. What is the way I'm full?
I'm just listening. This is your podcast. I'm a guest. I'm just listening.
You are available to talk and voice your opinion. But nah, keep them around. Because they keep us around for shit. Do they not, Jerks? Do females not keep niggas around for shit?
Yeah.
I did. So it ain't, we doing the same
thing. That's the whole point of the roster. That's the whole point of the roster is that each nigga serves a different purpose.
I was racing. Exactly. So we keep females. I always tell my boys, keep the females around because you never know when you're going to need them again.
When they going to need money. Niggas be thinking they out here playing the game too and getting played just as hard as they think they playing.
And that's the other thing. You gotta understand that I'm playing a role on her side. I'm playing a role on her side. She playing a role on my side. We just playing roles out here.
That's it.
We both are
hard.
Like, know your role.
For a little bit.
Did you get cut real quick?
Oh, yeah. Do enough not to get cut.
Man, I done checked out. I say fuck that shit, nigga. I ain't trying to motherfucking supply nobody with the happiness. I'm trying to supply myself with happiness, goddamn. So you know you wanna be on some bullshit and you go fuck, I don't give a fuck how good you looking, whatever. You go on, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be happy.
Sometimes you need them to help with your happiness, you know what I'm saying?
Hell fucking no, nah, you gonna be stupid, nigga. You gotta be able to please yourself and get your dick when you want to.
Absolutely.
True.
Absolutely. It goes by. Yep.
You're right, but sometimes I need somebody else to please me, so I keep people on the roster just in case.
I got you.
Just in case.
Me personally, I don't be fucking with all the work. I'm like, man, I ain't trying to text you all the time. Like, I'm gonna text you when I want something.
Exactly.
That's it.
God damn. And it works both ways. It works both ways.
Look, now I'm about to snitch on myself. So I got somebody I've been fucking with.
What?
10+ years. We ain't never been to lunch. We ain't never been on a date. We ain't no amusement parks. No, none of that. No David Busters. We ain't did none of that. She called me when it's time. I call her when it's time. Everybody work out fine.
It's a sneaky link.
Know your role.
That's a sneaky link.
10+ years. We cut each other off for some years. I was in a relationship. I cut her off. She went through some shit with her baby daddy. She cut me off. Look, we both free now. Guess what we doing? She was at the crib yesterday. I'm gonna cut that part out.
Going back like the third day.
That's all I'm saying. Look, and on that note, hey, another episode of Hold Up, Another Thing presented by Mixed Vibes Media. Ray, appreciate you for joining me.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, man. I come on this bitch and snitch again. Let's get it.
You old snitching ass nigga.
Damn.
Nurse, yeah, what it do?
Thanks for having me on, bro. Hold Up and Another Thing was always a good one. Y'all can catch me on the next episode of Mixed Vibe Podcast, and we're going to turn up for 2022.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all joining me. Hold Up and Another Thing presented by Mixed Vibes Media. You already know the vibes. It's your boy Q. One.